Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hey, I got to say, you know, that's the thing about BYU Media Day. When BYU went independent and there were no longer conference media days, and what was that, 2011, I want to say, BYU knew that, hey, look, you know what, the media likes to, you know, has certain likes, and so when they do a media day, they gotta love them up a little bit. And I'm not going to lie, man, they treat you like gold down here. And just looking at Johnny and the big smile he has on his face right now, the donut game is strong. So we continue on right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. And time to talk a little BYU offense. Jacob Conover, kind enough to join us, and we'll throw on his set head here. Jacob, how you doing, man?
Oh, you know, living the dream.
Living the dream, man. You're quarterback at BYU. That's the dream right there.
Oh, it's the best job in the world.
What was it like trying to decide where you wanted to go to school?
It came down to ASU and BYU, I'm not going to lie. And
we got you. You're good.
And when it came down to it, I realized, like, why am I even double thinking it? BYU's the spot. I mean, my dad grew up here. I was in his arms in graduation, so BYU's always been the dream.
Did dad put any pressure on you?
Oh, no. He left it all up to me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. You know, and when it's all said and done, to know that not only did I go to a school my dad went to, but I didn't have any pressure. It's my call, and life's pretty good. Talk about what it's been like over the last several months for you here at BYU, what spring was like, and setting up into the season.
You know, spring was awesome. I finally got to be in live competition, you know, running the first team offense. It was amazing. It was all I could ask for, and just to be here at this time, getting ready for this season, it's just been a miracle.
What's your relationship like with A-Rod?
A-Rod's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, in high school, I had a great relationship with my offensive coordinator, and it's the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
There's got to be a great relationship between the offensive coordinator, QB coach, with the quarterbacks, you know, because they have the relation. They understand how hard the offense is and what the offensive toll is, and so I have a pretty good relationship with them.
What is this offense? I mean, after what we saw Zach Wilson put together last year and obviously set the bar really high, but this is an offense, and I love A-Rod. I love his play calling. I love what he does. That I think you get a quarterback in, a lot of quarterbacks can be really, really super successful. What about your skill set leads you to believe that you can have that same level of success?
You know, I think Coach A-Rod has it's taken a couple years for this offense to get rolling, and last year was, you know, getting right up to the peak of the offense, and it showed that this system works, and if you buy into it, it lets everyone shine. And I think any one of these given quarterbacks, whoever starts this fall, is going to be able to thrive.
Yep. When did you get off the mission?
March last year.
Okay, so you've been back almost over a year then.
Yeah.
So what was it like to be able to sit back, though, and watch Zach do his thing, and what were you able to kind of learn and glean from him throughout that process?
Yeah, you know, coming up here, being here last fall with the team and learning from him, I learned his love of the game and what it really means to be a football junkie.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, each and every one of us is a football junkie or else we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
But he lived and loved it and laughed it. And it just every single day, you knew what you were going to get. It was Zach, and I just tried to implement that in my own way to just be the same guy every day, excited and just bring the love for the game.
Well, and I've talked to a lot of players throughout the years, and they say, I thought I was a football junkie, I thought I was a film junkie, I thought I was putting in the work, and then I realized I needed to take it another step, and another step after that, and another step. Is that just part of the maturation process of being a player at this level?
Yeah, I mean, you're always going to know someone's working that much harder than you, and so that just that internal drive just comes out that you're going to work that much harder.
What's the competition? I mean, look, you guys are teammates. I'm sure there's some friendship there too, but it's also a competition. For those of us that haven't gone through something like that at this level, what's that process like to be able to still support and be friends, but also fight and battle for playing time?
Yeah, you know, you have to have good relationships in the quarterback room or else it's going to be very toxic. And I think each and every one of us has a great relationship with one another. But we all know as soon as you step over that line, it's a competition. And we're going to help each other, but, I mean, it's a competition. We're going to bring the best out of each other and just ball out.
You love those schedules, seeing those P5s on there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've been waiting. I've known this schedule for the past 6 years. And on my mission, I was running through it in my head, just envisioning.
Wow. You know, and when you talk about BYU, you talk about your relationship here and your dad. But you also know that being a quarterback at BYU is different than a lot of other schools. Is that something that also appealed to you during the recruiting process?
The biggest thing that appealed to me was BYU has the tools to change my life on the field and off the field.
All right.
And I know that it brings a lot. As a quarterback here, you've got some of the craziest fans in the world. And you get a lot of praise. You also get a lot of hate. That's normal for any position. But it's definitely special to be here, BYU quarterback.
What's your when people say talk about your skill set as a quarterback, what do you feel like you excel at and what are some areas you want to improve on?
I really take pride of my accuracy, and kind of the title is a smooth operator, cool, calm, and collective under pressure. Something I want to work on, just getting better each and every day, adding to my toolbox as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Trying to take little pieces here and there and just becoming more a complete player.
You threw for 10,000 yards in high school. When did you, what year? Were you a freshman, sophomore? When did you finally get a start as a was it Chandler?
Yeah.
When did you take over the reins in high school?
Sophomore.
Sophomore year. 10,000 yards, over 100 touchdowns. How much fun was that for you?
I mean, that was probably the greatest high school experience I could ever have. And they're still carrying that legacy on. Chandler's one of the most elite programs in high school history. And to be there with those guys and Gunner and Cash and all these other guys who are here now, it was something special.
You also ran track in high school, right? So what did you run?
I ran the 100, 200, and the 4x1.
No kidding. So do you take some of that, I got to imagine you take some of that athleticism when A-Rod lets you get out of the pocket a little bit. I imagine you're probably taking advantage of that.
I mean, hey, I got some sneaky speed. I don't think people realize I got some speed.
I don't think there's much sneaky. You're running that in high school. That's flat-out speed right there. Well, hey, man, we appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by. This is a fun conversation. Looking forward to seeing what you do on the field this year and upcoming years here at BYU. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it.
You got it. Jake McConover right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Live here at BYU Media Day right here on The Zone Sports Network.
Tomorrow. Do or die game.
This is what I'm made of. This is for the throne and the kingdom.
Oh, Donovan Mitchell.
Do or die. Do it now if you believe it.
The Utah Jazz. The LA Clippers.
They'll show up for this game.
Game 6. The Jazz Live pregame show kicks off at 7 with tip-off at 8 on your home for Utah Jazz basketball. 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
For complete details, offer expires 6/30/21.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen on vacation will be back with us next week. But we are live here at BYU Football Media Day. And joining us now, Baylor Romney, kind enough to carve out a few moments for us. And Baylor, look, it's a big offseason for you. I know that there's a lot on the line for you and quite a battle on your hands. But just talk us through spring and what that was like for you and what your summer's been like so far.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been a big off season for me for the past 3 years, so it's really nothing new. But, I mean, just taking care of my body the best I can, getting in the best shape I can possibly get, and building chemistry with all my teammates. I feel like I had a really good spring, some really good building blocks there to really spring us through the off season workouts and lead us up to fall camp.
What's the message been like from Kalani and A-Rod to that room in terms of the competition and what's expected of you guys going into fall?
Compete every single day, yeah.
You know, I was just talking to Jacob, you know, and for those of us schlubs out there that we've never had a chance to compete at this level or play at this level, I got to imagine there's a high – I mean, you guys are in the trenches. There's a high level of friendship, I got to imagine, and you want to support each other, but you also want the job, you know. So how does that work and the dynamics of that room?
Definitely. I mean, it's a good dynamic. We all have good relationships with each other. We know that once we're on the field taking reps that it's serious. We all treat it that way. And really, how I approach it is control what I can control.
Yeah.
And really, you can't take days off because the other two guys will jump ahead of you. So really, for me, it's just been getting into a routine, doing what I can each and every day to better myself, take care of my body, and just really that stay in a routine. And
just kind of take care of what you can control.
Exactly. Control the controllables.
You know, I think the one thing that I remember a lot of us, you know, in regards to you and what you were able to do a couple of years ago, I mean, going to Boise is not an easy thing, and or playing Boise State's not an easy thing, and lining up against that squad, and I believe they were undefeated at the time, were they not?
They were, yep.
And getting that W, kind of take us back to that. I mean, that was a high point where, I'm not going to lie, a lot of us on the outside looking in were a little nervous about, you know, here's a kid that we haven't seen much out of, we haven't seen him, and you performed brilliantly in that game. Kind of take us back through that.
Yeah, definitely. I always knew my opportunity would come, and it was just preparing for that moment, and that happened to be against Boise State that year. And it was definitely, I mean, looking from the outside in, like you were saying, it probably was scary, first-string quarterback that year. But I've been confident in myself for a while, even though a lot of people haven't really had confidence in me. And just my teammates always believed in me, and that belief has grown ever since that Boise State game.
Where does that confidence come from? Is that you're born with it? Is it mom and dad
definitely,
at a young age? Or what?
Definitely not born with it. It's something that's come over repetition, over years of hard work, and just working to where I'm at.
Talk us about your upbringing. What kind of led you to become the competitor you are now?
I think a lot of it had to do with playing basketball as a young kid. And my dad also instilled a lot of competitiveness in me and my brothers. A lot of it started in the backyard with me, Gunner, and our youngest brother, Tate, just playing whatever it was, tackle football by ourselves, basketball by ourselves. And it was always winning was everything.
Yeah.
If you lost, I mean, that hurt in the backyard. So that's really carried over and instilled this competitiveness to win in everything that I do over the years.
So I got to imagine Turkey Bowl growing up was a fierce thing.
It was pretty fierce.
What's it like playing with your brother?
It's really cool. We never got the opportunity to play together in high school. So to be able to do that in the college level, share a locker room, share workouts and extra work and stuff has been really cool, and it's really grown our relationship.
What are your expectations for this team this year?
To win.
Yeah. Because, you know, I know, and this is, I'll just deliver this message from the outside.
Yep.
Because, again, there's a lot of talking heads out there that run their mouth and, frankly, probably don't know a lot of what they're talking about. But they'll say, okay, well, you won a bunch of games last year, but the level of competition may not have been high. This year, you ramp up to 7 P5s. But getting the sense and talking to you and some of the other guys today, you're fired up about that. You want that opportunity, correct?
Yeah, we love the challenge. We love the schedule that we have in place. And a lot of what we're thinking comes from the inside. If we believe in ourselves as teammates, as coaches, administration, then we believe we can accomplish a lot this year.
A-Rod takes over a bigger role as pretty much the leader of this offense. What's your relationship like with him, and do you anticipate any changes, or is it pretty much full speed ahead with what you guys have done in the past?
Yeah, so this will be our fourth year together, so we've gotten pretty close over the years. And I have no doubt in my mind we won't skip a beat with A-Rod as the OC.
Talk about your offensive line. You lose a few guys, but you also bring back what I got to imagine is a quarterback, a great safety blanket in James Epi. What do you expect about those guys up front?
Yeah, it was a relief hearing that James was going to come back.
He's
a big part of that offense. He knows what he's doing, very experienced. And, I mean, all those guys that are up front, a lot of them started in games last year, even the year before. So there's a lot of experience. I mean, we did lose some guys. It was some really good players that ended up getting picked up by NFL teams. But there's a lot of experience at the O-line, and, I mean, I love those guys. Those guys are dogs.
Well, and there's a lot of responsibility on those guys, too. I mean, Empey is not only just a great center, but kind of anchors that offensive line and makes a ton of calls. But it also is a nice safety blanket when you've got a running back like Tyler Algier behind you as well.
Yeah, definitely.
What has made him – I mean, that last season was so good for him with a 1,000-yard season. Did you see that coming, and what do you expect out of him this year?
Yeah, a lot of people don't remember when he first came in. He was a walk-on. We were on the scout team together. He was this quiet, shy kid that really just hadn't gotten out of his shell. And I think during the 2019 season, he played some linebacker. He played some running back. And I think that season really slingshotted him forward. And now I saw it coming. A lot of people didn't, but he's that good. He's been that good.
It's got to be fun, too, with a guy that you were in the trenches with and, you know, not getting a lot of reps and not getting a lot of opportunities playing the scout team to have that kind of success. I got to imagine there's a lot of pride there, too.
Yeah, definitely. And there's even some more guys on the offense that have gotten some playing time over the years and starting jobs that we started together on the scout team. So it's cool to start where we started and be where we are now.
Your tight end position, Isaac Rex, I think is obviously tremendous. Mason Wake has really kind of been the Swiss Army knife of this offense for a little bit as well. And then your receiving core with the Nakua brothers coming into, you're not without weapons on this team.
No, I mean, we're deep at every single skill position this year, and, I mean, that takes a lot of stress off the quarterback position, you know, which is great. We're deep at a lot of those positions, and there's a lot of guys that can play.
So do you take it as a quarterback a lot of responsibility on yourself when coaches aren't allowed to be involved in a lot of summer to organize workouts, to organize where you need to be, when you need to be there? Do you take on a lot of that responsibility?
Yeah, definitely. And that comes with organizing player-run practices, getting throw-in sessions together, and just really making sure that guys are getting their extra work in, watching their film, running their routes. And a lot of that has to come from the quarterback position.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's been a fun catching up with you, man. Congratulations on last year. Looking forward to this year, and should be a fun one for sure.
Thank you.
Awesome. Baylor Romney, kind enough to join us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network as we're live here at BYU Football Media Day as BYU gets set for what should be a fun season coming up this year, coming off a tremendous year last year as we get an opportunity to really continue on getting you ready for another run and what should be kind of fun to see how this thing plays out for BYU and for the Cougars coming up this upcoming season. And honestly, as we look forward to what should be a really fun quarterback battle, too, and Jaren Hall's kind enough to join us. Here, I'll give you that headset. Let you throw that on. We've had a chance to chat in the past, and Jaren, we've talked to Jacob Conover. We just talked to Baylor Romney. How do you keep that room light and friendly and supportive also when you're trying to get a job as well?
Yeah, I think it's having boundaries of when you're on the field, you're on the field, right? You're competing and you're working to be the guy. But when you're off the field, you know, it's a team effort and you do what you got to do to be on the same page and get everyone better.
I know that's probably the 10th time you've been asked that today. Oh, yeah. So, but, you know, but I got to imagine, though, it's a fun battle, though.
Yeah, for sure.
And you guys bring out the best out of each other. This offense, a lot of people look at what you lost last year and think, okay, they're going to go backwards. But I think your offensive line is good. I love your wide receiver crew. Isaac Rex has really turned into a dynamic dynamic tight end. And then you've got a stud behind you with Tyler Allgeier. I mean, this offense looks to be loaded, man.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you can never replace guys you lose completely, man. We had some studs that have played for us the last couple of years who really built this program to where it is now. You know, and you can't thank those guys enough who are now on playing in the league or moved on. But, you know, you have new guys that come in and bring different talents and abilities or guys coming back. So we're excited to get to work and continue the summer workouts and get into fall camp.
How much responsibility do you take on yourself to make sure guys are where they need to be when coaches can't be involved in the summer? Kind of work us through that process on what you try to do from a leadership standpoint to get things going.
I think, for one, you got to be able to do the work yourself, right? So people got to see that you're working. Otherwise, they're not going to buy in. And two, you got to have a group collective effort, right? Can't just be one guy. So, you know, you got your guys coming back who kind of come together. We make our own schedules for our player-run practices and for our workouts outside of what's organized for us by coaches. So it's just a group effort, being together through the summer, spending time together, and making sure we're on the same page come fall camp.
You miss baseball?
I do. Certain parts of it, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's part of my life growing up, so.
At what point did I just want to go back a little bit on the life of Jaren Hall a little bit. So was baseball the first love? Or was it football?
It kind of came together. I feel like football – oh, man, I don't remember the first ball I had in my hand.
Yeah.
I think it was probably a baseball, a football, and a basketball right there in the crib, man. I don't remember. It all just kind of comes together for one. I just love sports, you know what I mean?
Just wanted to compete.
Exactly.
Where do you bring that – where does that competitiveness come from? Parents?
Parents, man, my brothers. I mean, first my mom and dad, they're so competitive together, man. It's pretty funny to see them. And then growing up with three brothers who play sports, you know, always fighting and arguing, playing. I think that's where it came from, is my family, man. We just love each other, but we're competitive.
So at the Hall House, whether it was a card game or turkey bowl, it was probably going to be a
– man. Oh, yeah. Hey, it was all-out brawl until the little baby girl came at the end. You know,
she softened things up a little bit.
She whipped us into shape real quick, man. So, but it's fun. I love my family.
Is she an athlete too?
She is. She plays soccer. She loves it. She's a little stud. So hopefully she keeps on with it.
What has it been like for you at BYU? As far as the school, everything that comes like, what's the BYU experience been like?
It's fun, man. I mean, you get the best education you're going to get, you know, in this part of the country. It's it pushes you, and then you add sports into it. Yeah. You get some of the best coaching in the country, man. And as you've seen from the last year, it's a high emphasis on being the best football player you can be. You know, every guy comes to the program, wants to play in the NFL, and that's what our coaches preach and push us towards. So football is great, makes me, you know, the best player I can be, and then school keeps you kind of level as well.
What from a quarterback standpoint, we talked about Tyler Algier a little bit, but how much of a safety blanket is it having James Empey in front of you?
I mean, James is a fool for football, man. He's the general up on the line. He gets everything straight. You know, I've had chances to sit down with him and talk over the line and his calls and other things, and it's amazing how quickly he processes information. And that's something that I think quarterbacks could take for granted, you know, is having a center that's able to do that, because it's so much pressure off of us. So it's fun to see him kind of work and do his thing.
With some of the changes in the offensive staff, but it's still, I mean, A-Rod's here. Aaron Roderick's been here forever, and his offense is so dynamic. Do you anticipate many changes, or is it just pretty much the same thing that you've had running for a while?
I think we're going to keep on rolling with what works.
Yeah.
You know, you've kind of seen that as the theme for our team. If something doesn't work, we move on, and if it does, we keep rolling. So we'll see what we have, you know, come September 4th.
Dealt with a couple injuries a couple years ago. Do you anticipate maybe changing your game at all to try to avoid any of those, or is just that's who you are and let's go?
I don't think, you know, the issue was kind of how I played my game. I think a lot of it was unlucky, you know, hits and other things. Concussions are tough to kind of prevent, but
yeah.
I think as a quarterback in general, there is this feel for, you know, understanding when to get down, when to not. And I think I have, you know, enough awareness to do so. So I'm going to keep playing, keep making plays, but, you know, I'm going to understand that, you know, my body is not made of steel.
And, yeah.
And that's just the reality of football, but that's football in general, you know.
But I got to imagine as a competitor, because I think it's really easy for a lot of us, you know, talking heads who've never played at this level and never had that level of athleticism to say, well, he's got to protect his body. Yeah. But when you're an athlete and it's 3rd and 5 and you see a lane and you've got an opportunity to get that first down, you're going to do whatever you can to get that first down.
Yeah. Yeah. And you learn to get, you know, ways to maneuver. If you're athletic enough, you find ways to keep your body safe, but still go get that first down. You know, it comes with experience and just a feel for the game in the moment. But yeah.
What's your relationship like with Aaron Roderick? I mean, not just as a coach, but as a personal standpoint, because I got to imagine having that relationship with your OC is incredibly important.
Absolutely. A-Rod's always, you know, putting us first. I've known him since high school when he recruited me at Utah. And, you know, he's made his way here to BYU, and we've met up. So it's been a relationship over many years. I think it's built on trust and an understanding that, you know, expect the best, you know, out of ourselves. And, you know, I don't have enough good things to say about Coach Rod.
So when he got that BYU job, you were probably pretty fired up about that then.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, hey, man, we're excited to see you in fall. We're excited to see what this offense looks like this year. And keep it rolling, man. It's been a lot of fun.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And, you know, I know you're going to get asked a lot more of the same questions.
That's okay.
Hopefully we'll try to squeeze in a few different ones for you.
It's all good.
All right. Jaren Hall right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, BYU Football Media Day. Hey, we've had a clean sweep of the quarterbacks, Jacob Conover, Baylor Romney, Jaren Hall, as we work towards the start of the football season. Take a break, come back, we'll continue on. It's BYU Football Media Day. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
In college at San Diego State, a guy texts in, my neighbors the U's thought about naming their son after Marshall Faulk. Thought about it. Why didn't they do it?
You're not catching on, Dave. What's their last name? You're just
naive. You're right.
Here.
Yeah. Well, I was going for Marshall U.
No.
I got it now. Sorry. My bad.
You're so freaking naive, Dave.
This is why we love you.
You're not exactly a street smart guy.
Marshall U's not that bad.
No. I think it's more the last name.
So you
name.
Really like the Thunder and Herd, do you?
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
.97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard live here at BYU Media Day. Had a chance to catch up with a bunch of conversations already. If you missed any of those, they're up on our website. DJ and PK, I believe, already talked to Aaron Roderick and Itu Iyaki. We had a chance to catch up with new offensive line coach Daryl Funk. We did a clean sweep through the quarterbacks, Jaron Hall, Baylor Romney, Jacob Conover, as they're all battling for a spot to lead this BYU offense. So, and more coming up. You'll hear from Kalani Sitake coming up a little bit later on throughout the show, and we'll get some members of this BYU defense and more of the offensive line as well. So a lot to break down, and this has been a fun day so far. And BYU always does a top-notch job on this, always making sure they take care of us. The donut selection, by the way, Duff, is ridiculous. That's impressive work right there. Yeah, exactly. coming up a little bit later on, by the way, in the noon hour, it's scheduled for 12:30. Sometimes it happens on time. Sometimes they push back. Just depends on practice and film and stuff like that. But we do expect to hear from Quinn Snyder, and we will take that live. So keep listening for that as we get a chance to hear from Quinn Snyder after a really disappointing loss last night. And I know Jazz fans are look, you know what? It was a difficult night last night. It was a rough outing. But yet, this Jazz team still has an opportunity to go out and win Game 6 and try to find a way to pull down a win in Game number 7. As it's like Norm from Cheers just walked in here. It's like Jay Catch just came in, the man himself. So we'll hear from Quinn coming up at about 12:30, and we'll take that live down here at BYU Media Day right here on the Zone Sports Network. By the way, no chance to get to Whole World News today. With BYU Media Day. But remember, when we get an opportunity, it's all brought to you by our good friends down at EliteWorks. If that website stinks, you don't like it, you need a new one, go to EliteWorks.com. Get that new website. They will rebuild your site for free. Go to EliteWorks.com. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.